Town Run Owen, beginning to visit with Cookie this Saturday at bedtime, the 14th of December, 74. Town Run Owen, beginning to visit with Cookie this Saturday at bedtime, the 14th of December, 74. Town Run Owen, beginning to visit with Cookie this Saturday at bedtime, the 14th of December, 74. Town Run Owen, beginning to visit with Cookie this Saturday at bedtime, the 14th of December, 74. Town Run Owen, beginning to visit with Cookie this Saturday at bedtime, the 14th of December, 74.
Well, looks like that's sitting there ready for you. Oh.
Yeah, I get glue in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're pulling up. I asked him about $300 for that day. For the truck, maybe. And then I thought of this man had come see him over there and priced his stuff.
Oh?
Yes. And he'd give him a fair price, a moderate price. What'd you do, Cookie? It looked a little sour?
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Well?
Like a little more light?
No, I've got plenty of light. I don't like too much light.
I don't either.
Just next to my eyes.
Look, he looks a little sour.
Yeah.
I'd like to have been over there at that time and just seen that transaction.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Well, I had a coincidence to happen this afternoon. I tell you, I just can't figure it out.
Yeah.
Just can't figure it out. There was a businessman. I mean, a big businessman. Pulled up there to buy my buggy. I priced it to him. He said, "Well, Mr. Cook, you're not too high." He said, "It's worth it." But he said, "I just ain't got the money." And him driving an $8,000 truck and pulling a $4,000 trailer. He's got a feed store. And 19,000 head laying chickens. He said it's worth it, but I just don't got the money.
And you think he'd tell the truth?
You want a little of this too?
Yeah, I think he's telling me the truth. Really, I do.
That's some
mistake
for the world to be in.
Well, he wanted that buggy.
He wanted it?
He wanted that buggy. All he was wanting me to do was say, "I'll let you have it for so much down and so much a month." That's all he wanted me to do.
Yeah.
But I ain't gonna do that.
Well, you can't do it right now, can you?
No, I ain't going to.
You never have done that. Well, you do on the...
On occasionally, but I ain't gonna do that now. No. No way. I could have sold everything I've got that away. But what's the use for me to do it? What's the use for me to sell that away?
Oh, you could still do it.
I could still sell everything I've got. So much down and so much a month.
But then you'd have to go after it the first of the month.
I'd have to run them down every month.
Oh, boy.
I ain't going to do that. I'm going to put it down on the ground and let them hit it around. When they buy it, they done bought their merchandise and don't come back to me.
Yeah. The transaction's over.
It's over with. And if I can't sell it that away, I'll just keep it.
Yeah. I think that's the reason some of these fellas around town, like these appliance people, are kind of mean when they close a trade. They want to close it. And they don't want to ease up on anybody thinking, well, if you don't like this, you can come back. I've seen Val's close trades, and he's mean. I've seen him close them to good people, had the money.
Well, I put that horse and that buggy in the parade today, and they was old T-model trucks in the parade, but they looked at Rowdy and the buggy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's right.
How about that?
He was doing his thing.
Yeah, sure he was.
Hell, I'll tell you, them horses like a parade.
Oh, Rowdy does, you know.
A little man loves that stuff. He just eats it up.
Yeah.
I had that big Mexican parade saddle on him, and he looked good.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah was riding him.
Oh, little man?
Little man. You remember that big Mexican?
Yeah, yeah, I sure did.
Should I open that
door? No, I don't want to. Oh, I've had an awful hard day today, awful bad day. Well, I've had three bad days and nights.
I don't mind the days so bad, but I hate to have them at night.
Oh, I tell you, night before last. Well, it started Thursday night. I didn't sleep. Well, actually, it started Thursday morning. I got up feeling about Thursday morning. I worked on my buggy all day Thursday. What time I had some errands to run. I went to bed Thursday night. I rolled and tumbled all night long. When Helen called for us to come and get her Thursday, Friday morning, I still hadn't been sleep. At 5:15 she called. I hadn't been asleep. Her dad got up and went and got her. And between that time, I dozed off to sleep. And before they left to go to school at 8, about 10 minutes after 8, I was awake and up. Friday. I had drug all through Friday. Last night I didn't sleep. Never went to sleep all night long. Helen come in at 7 o'clock this morning and I was still awake. I laid there for a little while and got up and went in the living room, read back in the chair and slept for 1 hour. One solid hour, and on top of that, now I took 2 sleeping pills before I went to bed last night. And at 2 o'clock, I got up and took 2 more, and I still didn't go to sleep. I've been hurting so bad through my chest, my legs, that I've been living on Infram all 3 days. I've been living on Infram. What it is. is and that it don't seem to be that anybody can find out.
Not your chest, but your legs?
Chest and legs. Both. Right now my legs just feels numb. I've got so many inflam in it, but that's just the way it is. It's feeling numb.
And that's been going on since Thursday.
Thursday morning.
I just have a feeling maybe she's in your truck cab you just leave.
I just got a feeling that if I got there on the road, in fact, matter I know, if I got there on the road, hammering that road every minute I could stand it, I'd be a little lot better off.
Let me tell you, Cookie.
I've got too much pressure on me when I'm around home.
I have so many little tedious things. That ain't even worth thinking about, and when I get tired, they sort of, you know how your mind will pick up tedious things?
They just pile up.
Yes.
That's just exactly the way I am. Every little thing that's caused me any problem, it comes right back there and starts piling up.
Yeah.
And the first thing you know, I'm ready to just blow the top of my head off. That's just the way I've been.
Well, let me tell you, Cookie, it builds up and it gets you into a state. And you know, sometimes I get to the point where I just can't stand it around here. I go up there in JM Fields and walk around the Dead Burn Shopping Center.
Well, now that just that tears me up work.
Well, I can stand it half an hour. There ain't anybody I want to see whenever I feel like that.
That's just me. There ain't nothing. I don't want to see nobody. I just want to get off. I just got to be by myself. And there ain't no better place than that right out there on the highway. I mean, meeting them.
Yeah.
When you get too tired, you
well,
get sleep.
I just pull off. It don't make no difference. Noise don't bother me. When I'm out where I can, you know, just forget everything. You know good and well that when I can lay down and underneath a Therma King and it running and a roaring and a driving you nuts and me, I can lay down and sleep like a baby.
Yeah,
I've done that.
Yeah. About 15 minutes will send me over the wall.
That's right. And I can lay there and sleep indefinite.
Yes.
And it could be that you're really not hurting as much as you just sort of built up a lot of stuff. You're hurting,
nerves.
Yes.
Nerves. It's my nerves. It's what it is. It can't be nothing else. And I don't know, I worked on that buggy, I got it fixed, got it up looking good. Before I got it to near completion, you take Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Man, I worked on that thing and everything just went just right. I was all right. But when I got the near completion I got, well, the tighter I got. I don't know.
Yeah, and just on the face of it, they'd say, well, man's hard to please. Got this beautiful buggy and time to work on it and look what he's doing. Just making a problem of it all.
was, I don't know.
You got them beautiful girls over there. All of them wait on him, you see. You'd think, well, how does a man get dissatisfied in a place like this?
That's right.
Yeah, I don't walk in and get sit down. Daddy, you want a cup of coffee?
I know it. Just wait on you like slaves. So happy, proud to have you there.
Chop, they chop all the wood. Got me a big heating stove now. I can put logs in as big as that tea kettle.
Oh.
Yeah, it'll drive you out.
Oh, you really got one?
Yes, sir. It's about that big around. Sets up about that tall.
Burns wood.
That wood cooking stove, you know, ain't bad.
No, but you see, the heat was too high on the cooking stove. On this heater, it's down low.
Yeah.
You can feel that thing full of ladder knots, and boy, you just gotta move back. That's all there is to it.
Well, now, you didn't buy that new.
No, I traded for it. I ain't got a nickel in it.
I don't know where a fella could trade for something like that. Everybody's got one, wants to keep it.
Well, I traded for this one. I ain't got a nickel in it. You know, yeah, I got $1.25 and an extra joint of pipe I had to buy.
Yeah.
That's it.
How far'd you have to go to find it?
Gainesville.
Just about everything in Gainesville if you just knock around, ain't it?
If you look at the right place. If you look in the right place, you can just about find it.
Yeah, see, you got people coming to Gainesville at their headquarters from 5 counties.
Yeah. No, sir, I'll tell you what. Frank pulled a motor out of an old Mustang and then jumped the body out and left that motor sitting right there in my way. I've got nothing that it'll fit. I don't have no desire to ever have a Mustang. So I swapped that motor for that heating stove. And put it up in the place of the old cook stove, and we can stay warm now.
Put it in the place of the old cook stove.
That's right. I couldn't afford to have another flu bill.
Oh Lord, it's a shame. Old J.R. Mountain could put you a flu in there in an hour and a half.
Yeah, but I didn't have the money. When you ain't got but $1 bill in your pocket,
it don't. Huh?
When you ain't got but a $1 bill in your pocket, you can't do very much.
I know, but as things go, you see, he never charged. He's never a great charger, you see.
I know, but I want.
Well, he don't do it anymore.
No.
I want the cooking stove in the other end of the house anyway.
Oh, you still got the cooking
stove? I still got the cooking stove.
Oh, you put it over on the other end of that same room?
That's right. I'm going to put it out there where on the porch I closed in the corner, and put my flue up through the ceiling and up the roof, and if push come to shove, by golly, we could cook, and we got two oil lamps, we could see, and my water's close enough to top the ground where you could dip it out with a teacup.
Well, now that's a thought.
Well, we'd better all be thinking that way.
You better believe it, for things are getting tight. When a man with a business like Jerry Bishop did tonight when he stopped at one of my buggies, says he ain't got the money to pay me $350 for a buggy. And him driving a $8,000 truck and a $4,000 trailer. And got a big feed business and 19,000 head of laying chickens, or something wrong. Money is tight. Just think, that man gathers and collects a little bit better than 18,000 eggs a day.
But then he got all that feed to go back in there.
That's right. But he's got a big feed store.
Well, that'll save him a little.
He's selling between 25 and 27 tons of feed a week. And then he can't afford a buggy. Now, I tell you what, I just don't know. But he said, now, Mr. Cook, he said, that's the truth. He said, I can't. He said, I just ain't got the money.
And he really wanted it.
He really wanted that buggy. But he buys everything he buys with the minimum down payment and so much a month. I bet you he's got a stack of payments that high every month.
And that's the way he keeps going.
That's the way he operates. Operates on the other man's money, I guess.
Yeah. Except the other man operates on his interest.
That's right.
About a cent and a half a month.
Or more.
What was the interest at the credit union, the last?
11%.
That's a long ways back.
Yeah.
They're up to 18% now, don't you reckon?
I wouldn't doubt it. Still haven't got up that woman on that pinto horse. I'd like to sell her old beef bumpy. Because I know there's another one I want to go buy, but we can't buy this one until we sell something.
Well, you have to keep on the string. You got to sort of keep in touch with them, sort of dangle them a little bit along, and not let. If you let them get clear away, they'll forget about it.
Yeah.
But every time they see you, they'll start thinking about it again. Now I'm telling you that, but that's what I think.
You got to circulate. You got to stay in circulation all the time.
Yeah.
Let people know you're on the move. Like Joe Mitchell called me this afternoon, and this morning. said, I want you to haul over the cows for me Monday morning. I said, okay. But he said, to verify that, he said, I'll call you tonight. I said, well, now you can call here. I might be here and I might not. Well, he said, that's right. He said, I'll call and leave word. I said, I might be here and I might not. That means Monday morning I've got to be in Williston, or in Raleigh, rather, at 6:30.
But you won't get rich at them little short hauls.
I'll make $15. I'll clear $15. By 8:00. By 8:00, I'll clear $15.
Well?
Then, by being over there, circulating around, I may pick up another load out there someplace.
And he'll pay you?
Yes, sir. Of course, when I turn the cows in, I walk right around the office and get $20 on his, that's deducted from the cattle. He don't pay me, livestock market pays me.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I haven't been up to that livestock market. I haven't had the heart, really.
We're talking about livestock now. That little heifer that fella gave me, believe me, is really coming.
Yeah.
I got 50 pounds of calf starter and fed her that. 16% protein.
Yeah.
And buddy, listen, she is just kicking up her heels.
Yeah.
And to think of it, when I got her, I had to help her to get up.
Mm-hmm.
No groceries.
Yeah, I talk too high. I enjoy working with something when it'll be back. Really, I do.
Yes.
I like to have a trailer load like that.
Yeah.
Started her on steer fattener tonight.
Steer fattener.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna put her on that fattener. I'm gonna eat her. By golly.
We're in the freezer.
That's right. Put her in the deep freeze.
I guess, Fred, we ought to tell Cookie about this little steer out here. That little steer had been coming up when we fed Molly and that little mule colt filly out there.
Yeah.
And he got to fooling around there after where he got his head in Molly's bucket. And I thought she just put her ears back and stick her nose out and that'd be the end of that steer. But she didn't do a thing. She just put her head over and sort of looked down at him. And he's eating all her feed.
Everything that the chili horse? Yes.
Well, I'll be damned no.
And she, you know, she didn't, they don't try to push each other away.
Just eat together.
His head just sits in
yeah.
the bucket and she can't get her nose in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she doesn't try to push him off. Darnest thing I ever saw in my life.
His nose is bigger than hers, and once he gets it in there,
It can.
It fits.
Yeah.
Nobody would believe that.
Now, the horses won't eat the cow feed, but the cows will eat the horse feed.
Yeah.
They like them pellets.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one good thing about them pellets. You can't hardly overfeed a horse. Because actually, there ain't all that much grain in there. Most of it's hay.
Yeah, gets wet and starts swelling?
Yeah.
And you don't know how much protein's in it.
Yeah, it tells you on the ticket what protein it is.
Well, no more than Faye gives the horse, it would have to be pretty heavy in protein to do much, make much difference.
Well, I'm feeding sweet feed. I think for feeding sweet feed, and then what they can get will do them more good than as much good and go further. Because I paid $8.40 today for sweet feed.
That's what the paper tell it, 20 pounds.
Of course, they said it was going up again. I don't know. I don't know. I may load my buggy up and bring it down here tomorrow and ride it around.
Just for a ride.
Yeah. It ain't too cold.
Well, do you ever see anything like it? Here we had one cold night. Well, we had several chilly ones, but we had one frost. That's all we had. And now look at it. Look at it.
You know, I regret not getting a picture of that buggy before I started to work on it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I tell you, you can't think of everything. That's just the way my mind is now. He ain't got no mind.
you ain't by yourself.
I had thought about buying me a pair. They're going trading for me another pair of horses, but shoot, I don't need no other pair of horses. I put the harness on a little man. He don't care. I'll just work him.
Sure.
He wear a saddle. And anything that wear a saddle, wear a harness. In time. Might take me 2 or 3 weeks to get him accustomed to it.
That long?
I can get the job done.
Take that long?
Yeah.
Well, he's never had a harness on him.
Not until today.
Oh, I see.
Not until today.
How do you like him?
He didn't do nothing. He just walked off like riding. Yeah.
Well, I tell you, it's hard to remember all them sayings. How much those horses like a parade, see?
That's right.
Now, she had some of her chaps in town out here today. They played a few little pieces, and then they went out and had a sandwich. And then they took the Pinto mare out, and they remembered, and they brought the little filly out.
Yeah.
Now, she hadn't been out. She hadn't been handled.
Uh-huh.
And she was just a little uncertain with all that crowd around. But look at that, it wouldn't take her long.
No, just another time or two and she'll be, it'll all be over.
All be over, and she's just ready for them.
She'll join right in the crowd.
Yes, sir. Well, for one thing, the youngsters don't know how to handle her, don't know how to hold her.
Right.
They'll get the lead rope way out there at the end and give her all that slack, and she don't know what to do.
That's right.
Well, it takes a pretty, it takes a, yes, a child can't very well.
No.
Even.
not until she gets accustomed to the halter and to what to do, till she knows what to do. Then after that, why a child could lead her.
Yeah.
How's Barbara making out?
We don't see her much. She seems to be like busy.
Taking pictures. Those horse shows. That's a lot of horses, Cookie. Take a picture of a horse and a horse show. How about that?
And she gets ordered.
And the order has to come be accompanied by the money. She says.
Well, I don't know. We still need some pictures of them. Up in the country.
Yeah, that's the big thing we didn't get. Yeah, just a half a day would have helped a whole lot.
You thought it was falling to get back to West Virginia, maybe.
Hmm?
You thought it was falling to get back to West Virginia.
I wish I
could go. No trouble up there. Ain't any more business changing hands up there than there is here.
Ain't as much.
Yeah.
Of course, now I'll tell you, I could get out and make a little. I mean, I could stir around. But.
You could also stir around and not make any connections.
Right.
Up there?
Yeah.
I just going to what you said before, you know.
Yeah.
You'd go out, you thought sure you'd be able to haul that hay that fell up there. There you were with a truck.
Yeah. and he spent more for gasoline hauling it on his pickup than I'd have charged him to haul it all at one load.
That's the right thing.
I'd hauled it for him. I took it over for him $15, see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, instead of that,
is that
made three trips to get it.
Yeah. And that $15, we're counting all that labor. There's $15 worth of labor in it.
Yeah.
I don't know how they figure it. Do I know that fella?
No.
I don't know. Some of that, I think, is just downright shabby. They just ain't gonna put out the money.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that wasn't him. It was his wife. She just, she's tight.
Yeah.
She's tight. But I'm damn sure gonna tell her old molasses soured on me. I'm going to tell her about that.
Well, I'll be done. The molasses were expensive this year, Faye.
Oh, don't.
Yes.
Gosh, just to mention the molasses. Hot biscuits and molasses. Gosh.
Boy, I tell you. What are y'all going to do Christmas? Where you going? Knoxville? Next day?
I expect that's where I'll be.
You too?
I got a circulate, Cookie. I was going to circulate this fall, you see, and I came back down here and Faye had the flu and she didn't get over it for a long time. After she got the flu, she got the bursitis up here.
Yeah.
And she just not getting over that way, she can do anything. And I just been sort of treading water. I haven't accomplished anything around here.
Well, we're going to spend Christmas right over there in that little corner.
That's a good thing. Yeah. Yes, sir. I don't know a better place.
That is one day that I ain't going to be aggravated by no damn body.
No telephone.
No telephone. And nobody.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's a mighty pretty spot, isn't it?
I'm going to spend it over there if I have to spend it by myself.
I imagine you'll have a little company. Well, now that's one thing that's been troubling you.
I've been too tight. I've been tied up too tight.
Yes. You see, you even hang around the damn telephone so much you can't get over here.
That's right. I'm not, but
up until last month or so, you've always got loose.
Yeah.
Well, it's been longer than that.
But you see, I've just been too tight, been too close. I've had to be, because I've had to make every edge cut.
I try to.
I haven't done a very good job of it. But, I'm going to tell you, I just about come to the conclusion that if they catch you, all right. You don't? Well, there's another time.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll try again.
So, I just got to break away. I just got to get broke away from it. That's all. I just got to break away from it.
I don't think that telephone and cookie, I don't think a fella can take too much of that. It's just about like going to JMville.
You drive your buggy.
Yeah.
A man will say, well, now I'm going to call you at 9 o'clock in the morning.
You don't do it.
All right, you sit there and you, 9 o'clock comes. 9:15 comes, no call. 9:30 comes, no call. Well, you're getting uptight by that time.
Yeah.
Getting madder than hell.
Yeah. You wonder what in the world happened to the old burger.
Yeah. And then someone's supposed to call you at 10 o'clock. Well, you're going to run together. All right. 10 o'clock comes and nobody calls, and you're damn sure tight then.
And it just slips up on you.
That's right, and you can't help it. Well, I better go up to poorhouse. Helen and them might be back. No, they done come back and they're going to work. They'd take her tonight because that nigger wasn't going to work. And, I better get on back up there.
Cookie, you never have traded, done any business down there at that auto auction. Mm-mm. You never even buy on it.
Mm-mm.
So that must have been pretty desperate when you took that truck down there.
You better believe it was. Couldn't take the offer. I didn't take it, and I won't take it.
You're gonna keep it. You're gonna hold it.
I'm gonna hold it or get my money out of it.
And you think that's just a reasonable amount?
That's right.
I thought these used cars were pretty high.
Well, you go to buy one, and it sure is.
You didn't go around that Chevrolet sale.
No. Had no desire to go around there. Because I knew I couldn't sell nothing. They had more. They got more now than they can sell.
And you didn't want to buy anything.
I'm not in the market to buy none. I've got too many now.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't any use for me to go around because I don't know enough about the cars to know where I'm going. But that big full-page ad they had sounded like business.
Well, I don't know. I can't hardly believe it.
They got too much money behind them?
I don't know whether they got too much money behind them or whether they're just trying to fool the public.
You never know. It's hard to find out.
It's hard to find out.
You could go up there and tell in 15 minutes. You can just sample the prices and all, and you know what the cars are worth, and you could tell what they were doing.
Yeah, I could tell, but I just didn't have no. I just had.
You didn't have any reason to.
No. Now, if my mind was settled, I'd enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I'd enjoy digging into it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I mean, I've got so many things on my mind that I'm liable to goof up. But, I don't know, I think everything will work out in a few days. I'm hoping anyway. Had some good offers, and, I think it's a few more days, give them a little more time. I think they'll come around.
On the truck?
And the trailer.
You mean the big one?
No, the pickup and the big trailer.
And then you just build another trailer? Buy another one? All right.
Yeah, just quit.
I'd quit for a while.
Well, if you've had some firm offers, that's something.
I've got some firm offers. And they don't back up. Whenever they tell you something, well, these fellas don't back up. I mean, it's just that way. And I may let them go. But pick up in that trailer.
What's the best you can do on the trailer?
I still ain't going to take less than 15. Since I took the tires off of it.
How close you come?
$100.
And that's not so much down and so much a month.
No. That's it, right there. That's cash.
Oh, I'd be tempted. And that gets you out of all this jam.
And I've priced a truck for 15 and been offered 12 and a half.
You gonna hold out?
I'm gonna hold out. Cause I put four new tires on. I'm gonna hold out on the money.
Oh, you did. Well, you can't get another one like it.
I know it. I realize that.
Well, if you get your money out of the trailer, Cookie, you're over the hump, aren't you?
Well, just about.
You owe a little bit something on the trailer.
I owe $800 on the trailer.
Yeah.
What I'd like to do, I'd like to let them both go and get start the new year with a clean slate, everything.
You'd be able to pick up what you wanted for little nothing if you had a clean slate.
I'll tell you what, if I had a clean slate, I could take that one-ton truck out there and put my sideboards on it and fix me a good sliding tailgate. And everybody that I haul cattle for has got a loading chute.
Yeah.
Be no problem.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be no problem. Or I've got all I need to build me another trailer, another piece of angle iron, 16 feet long. Got all the material to build another trailer. Tongue pull trailer, but that's what I started with.
You got the roof?
I'll have to buy. I mean, I don't have to have a roof.
Yeah. No, you don't have to. But you would.
I'd put one on it. Eventually. But I'd build it up there 6 foot and start hauling cattle in the open. Everybody else does. So would.
Cookie, how did you get a hold of that Buck Mountain information to start with?
From the Martha Bulletin. That's Dad.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
He advertised it.
Yes, sir.
You never did reports about it. I don't guess it.
What the daddy?
Not doing good.
Well, I'm not doing good.
And you don't know whether you ever let him go or not?
I don't know.
No way of finding out.
I don't care. Because I ain't going back in there to find out.
What was that close to?
Sutton.
That was the closest bank.
Yeah.
In case you wanted to cash a check or anything.
Ooh. Easy dilly.
You had all the credentials.
Yeah.
All the credentials.
We didn't have a trailer double deck.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sir.
Oh, could we?
Yeah. Me and Dad worked a half a day on that trailer double decking it.
Oh, how did you do it?
2x6s across it, and nail plywood on top of it.
Yeah. And that those sides is strong enough to hold up the 2x6s.
Yeah.
What holds the 2x6s in place?
The plywood.
Yeah.
When you nail the plywood to it, it can't go no place.
Can't go no place. You have plywood up there?
Yeah.
That takes you several sheets.
Mm-hmm. It takes 2.5 long, and it takes 1.5. It takes 1, 2, 3. Takes 4 sheets of plywood.
4 sheets?
4 sheets of plywood.
The double decker?
Yes, sir.
You mean two is all that go across?
Yeah.
Wide?
No, you can only go 1.5 wide. It's 4 feet wide. Plywood is.
Yeah.
I'd say they're 6 feet wide.
Oh.
You take one sheet and split it right down the middle.
Yeah.
And in the front, you lay one sheet down and a half.
Yeah.
And you go back there and you lay another sheet down and a half.
Yeah.
And you go back in the back and you lay a half a sheet down and a half a sheet down. And you got your trailer double decked. 20 feet long. Got it
on.
Well, I've got to go.
Okay.
See you all.
Well, good night.
Good night. I'll be around tomorrow. Nothing happened.
Okay.
All right.
Channel 1 over around 1400, 1500. End of the visit with Cookie about bedtime this Saturday, the 14th of December, 74. Channel 1 over around 1400, 1500, the end of this visit with Cookie. Bound bedtime this Saturday, the 14th of December, 74. Channel 1 over around 1400, 1500. End of this visit with Cookie. Around bedtime this Saturday, the 14th of December, 74.